We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced. Tidbits. You can run and you can hide, gonna take it in your stride.
Welcome to Tidbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Blish out of a top trending story. You're here with Chanel and Tamara. Tamara, it's your story.
This one comes directly from Mum's Lounge, from their page, and the headline is, "Entitled Woman Yells at Man for Using the Urinals in the Men's Toilets at a Concert."
Hang on. Entitled woman yells at man for using a urinal at a concert.
So there was, this is the story, set it up. You're at a concert, rock concert. Let's say it's Taylor Swift or Pink. Okay, pretend.
It's a rock concert. I'm ready for Foo Fighters. It's Taylor Swift.
Well, it was a female, let's say Kylie Minogue, because there were stacks of females, hardly any men.
Okay.
Right. And you were recently at Pink, so you would know what this is all about.
Yes.
So were there lots of blokes at Pink?
There's quite a few, but more women, let's say. But more there were women. Some guys. I had a guy sat next to me singing really loudly and knew all the lyrics and was loving it. Did awesome. The old knee tap, and he was having the time of his life.
Knee tap. So was he sitting down?
Sitting down next to me, but just knew every song, every lyric, and was shouting things out. Yeah, Pink, good on you.
So were people standing up at all? I feel like, how can you sit down and watch Pink? Like, wouldn't you want to stand
you
up?
Do, and, you but do. Then you sit back down and then you stand back up.
But you got an option.
You got an option.
Oh, thank God, because we're getting old. Mm-hmm. You need that option. So, yeah, you're at this concert, need to go to the toilet. But the toilets are packed. The line's ridiculously long for the women's. There's no one in the men's. So all the women start using the men's toilets, right? So in this particular instance, this man had to line up for his own damn toilet in a line of women. So he waited, which is quite lovely. Yeah. He waited in line for his turn. He went to the urinals and did a wee.
She told him off.
And someone went, "Yo, you pervert. What, you're getting your doodle out and peeing in the urinal? What, couldn't you wait for a stall and go in there? Disgusting pervert." Meanwhile, the man is like gobsmacked and comes out going,
"Doodle.
What the fuck?"
Then, I don't know that for a while.
"You doodle. Because it'd be some little old annoying nana. At the concert, it was disgusting." Goes back out, tells his partner or girlfriend, and she goes, "No, you should have gone in the stall and waited." And now she looks at him quite differently because of that particular experience.
Oh, give him a break.
That's right. And so on Reddit, everyone was in his defence going, "First of all, can't believe you even lined up. You should have been able to walk, bypass all the women and go straight in. And yes, you're allowed to use the urinals. It's your damn toilet."
She's had too much Prosecco.
Yeah.
But got a, you know, bit of gumption about her and told him off.
Yeah, she told him off.
Standing there with his doodle out.
How dare you in the men's toilets?
How dare you flop your doodle out in the men's toilet?
And this Yuck. Poor bloke, he's like defending himself going, "Well, the doodle, I didn't even, it's not like I had my pants down my ankles. I snuck the doodle out and I didn't," and he goes, "I didn't look to the left or right and made sure the doodle was inside the urinal so no one could
see." My doodle is actually quite small, so I just, I got my little tiny shiitake mushroom out of its little hole, like a little mole.
Like a nuclear mini bomb. Poked its head out, looked around a bit. The doodle probably did look around. It was a bit scared.
Caught the eye of Doris in the corner and the rest is...
popped its head back in. Like a turtle.
Oh, it did. Poor little back doodle.
Oh. Like a little mole.
Mm. Yeah. You know, like if you've ever scuba dived or if you've ever snorkeled on a coral reef and you see the coral all beautiful and then it goes back in.
Oh, yeah, back in. retreat.
Isn't that what happened to the doodle?
The doodle was in trouble. Poor doodle.
Oh, poor doodle.
I feel sorry for the doodle and the man, and I feel like he needs a new girlfriend because what is that?
New girlfriend. And Doris, enough of the Prosecco. Wind it back in,
though. Yeah, no shit. Like, that's ridiculous. So I think sometimes we take it out on blokes way too much and there's nothing they can do.
That's a tricky situation.
It is.
I think he will think twice going to Pink or Taylor Swift or anyone like that again.
Yeah, exactly. He probably will never go. Poor little man.
Too scared.
Yes, as is his doodle.
Tidbits is hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke, produced by Frankie Media and in collaboration with Mum's Lounge.